Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 174, 5 Crucial Steps to Looking Good in a T-Shirt by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. A very happy Thursday to you. This is where I act as your narrator and read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs out there. I'm sure I'll be seeing this in your comments based on our last 2 episodes, but I wonder how many of you actually woke up when your alarm went off this morning. I truly hope you found the last 2 episodes helpful. Now, this whole month, believe it or not, is actually Podcast Awareness Month. I don't know who determined that or where that came from, but a lot of big podcasts and even NPR is getting behind it. The goal is to tell friends and family about podcasting and what your favorite show is, and we'll be doing a special giveaway for people who participate. I'm going to tell you more about that at the end of the show. So for now, let's get this going and start optimizing your life. 5 Crucial Steps to Looking Good in a T-Shirt by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. The T-shirt became popularized by sailors and Marines and eventually found its way into pop culture during the 1950s. But it originally evolved from 19th century underwear. So if you're going to be walking around wearing your underwear, then you'd better know how to look good in a T-shirt. Using the 5 steps I'm going to mention in a moment, you're guaranteed to look good in a T-shirt, cut an impressive figure, and wear your wardrobe with confidence. Step 1. Remember your back. Back when I was a bodybuilder, it was tempting to simply pay attention to the front of the body, the shoulders, the chest, the abs, and the front of the arms. But I quickly learned that to look good, you also need to pay attention to your backside. When you're wearing a T-shirt, the most important part of your back to target is the part that makes those sleeves look good, the back of your arms, i.e. your triceps. 3 of my favorite exercises for the back of your arms, which you can include each week, are 1. Narrow grip push-ups. Do a push-up in the regular or knee push-up position, but keep your hands closer together and make sure your elbows brush your rib cage as you lower yourself down and push yourself back up. 2. Tricep pushdowns. At most gyms, you'll find a cable apparatus with a rope or bar attached to it. This is perfect for tricep pushdowns, in which you start with your arms bent at 90 degrees and then extend them until they're completely straight. 3. Dips. Begin by holding onto 2 bars and suspending your body in the air. You then lower yourself as far as you can or until your elbows are at about 90 degrees, then push yourself back up. Step 2. Work on your V. Even if your chest, shoulders, and arms are T-shirt ready, you simply won't look good in a T-shirt if you're sporting muffin tops or a beer belly, or aren't working your full spectrum of stomach muscles. If you really want a tighter tummy, you need to incorporate exercises that create a belt of muscle around your entire midsection. This belt serves to draw in the waist, keep the stomach flat, and keep your abs looking good in a t-shirt. To work on all the stomach muscles, you need to include the following four movements. 1. Abdominal flexion, which will tighten the, quote, rectus abdominis, or sheet of muscle tissue that's directly on the front of your stomach. 2. Rotation, which will work the internal and external oblique muscles that are on the sides of your stomach. 3. Waist extension, which will incorporate the low back muscles to improve posture and allow you to keep your stomach sucked in. And 4. A planking exercise, which will allow you to tone each of the muscles listed above in one all-encompassing exercise. Try to put together exercises from each category as a circuit, which you repeat 3 to 4 times through with minimal rest, such as a crunch variation to a twisting variation to a low back extension to a plank. Step 3. Target your traps. It can be unflattering if you have a skinny neck that sticks up out of your t-shirt, even if the rest of your body looks good. If you have a skinny neck, the trick is not to work the neck muscles, but rather to target your trapezius, or, quote, traps, since working these muscles will naturally give you a more muscular and defined neck. The traps are primarily responsible for shrugging the shoulders, so you'll want to include exercises such as dumbbell shoulder shrugs, dumbbell or barbell deadlifts, farmer's walks, or walking lunges. When you perform these exercises, imagine the tops of your shoulders touching the bottom of your earlobes, which will help to keep your traps contracted. Step 4. Squeeze your shoulders. If your shoulders are slouched or slumped forward, you might look just fine from the front, but a side shot of you in your t-shirt may look more like a hunchback. If you sit at your computer for long periods of time, ride a bicycle in a hunched over position, swim frequently, or have a combination of tight chest muscles and weak shoulder muscles, then you probably do have at least a slight upper back hump. To address this issue, you need to include exercises that make you squeeze your shoulders back, such as seated rows, standing rows, pull-ups, pull-downs, and super slow push-ups, where you drop down for a 1-2-3 count, then push up for a 1-2-3 count. When you perform these exercises, focus on keeping the shoulder blades aligned and the shoulder blade muscles contracted, the abs tight and sucked in, and the back straight. You can also improve posture by breathing in as you do the weightlifting portion of the exercise, and then breathing out as you return the weight to the starting position. Step 5. Get the right t-shirt. The final key to looking good in a t-shirt is to choose a style of shirt that actually looks good on you. Most people wear t-shirts that are either too large or made of materials such as polyester, a cotton polyester blend, or synthetic nylon, which usually doesn't hug the body in a way that brings out the figure you're working so hard to develop. First, you need to look for the word fitted or muscle fit when you get your t-shirt. This is the best indication that it will form fit your body in a way that flatters you. Even if the shirt is made of a cotton polyester blend, this will still ensure that it fits you well. If you can't find a fit like that, at least try to choose a shirt that's high quality cotton, such as 100% combed ring spun cotton or knitted fine cotton. This type of material is less likely to have a pleated appearance and more likely to form fit your body. That's it. Remember your back, work on your V-shape, target your traps, squeeze your shoulders, and choose the right shirt. And you're guaranteed to look good in a t-shirt. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Crucial Steps to Looking Good in a T-Shirt by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When I started reading the part about having a skinny neck and working on the traps, I almost laughed out loud. It reminded me of when I was really trying to get into good shape. My chest was looking pretty good. I started to have that V shape, but my sister actually said something like, "Yeah, you have a toned body. You just have a really skinny neck." I don't know why my family likes to blurt out some of my physical flaws so often. I think you may have remembered my wife once told me the reason my shoulders look so small is because my triceps are too big. She just blurted that out of nowhere. And my sister blurted this out of nowhere, where I have a skinny neck. You can imagine, after I heard that, I started looking at myself in the mirror, going, "Wow, how did that happen? Should I do some neck exercises? Where do I find those?" Well, she may have been right, but what ended up happening was I worked my traps more often. And sure enough, just as Ben said, that makes a huge difference. And honestly, deadlifting really, really helped me. And then I would incorporate some farmer carries. So really for me, those two worked great. But again, it's all about what works for you, what you're comfortable with, what doesn't cause you pain. So definitely try some of these out. Now, like I mentioned at the top of the show, it's Podcast Awareness Month, and we're all trying to help spread the word about podcasting. So if you're on social media, to participate, all you have to do is hashtag tripod. That's spelled TRYPOD. As in try out podcasts. So hashtag tripod and then tag a friend who you want to tell about your favorite podcast. If you tag one of the optimal podcasts, we'll put you into a raffle. It's that simple. So again, really quickly, hashtag tripod, that's TRYPOD, tag a friend and mention our podcast to be in the raffle. And if you're doing that on Facebook, make sure that post is public. Otherwise, we won't be able to see it. Or you can do it on Twitter or anywhere else. And that's it. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for participating. I'll see you tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A episode where I answer your questions. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.